Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As always, the phones are open. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Welcome to the program. We are going to go actually right into your phone calls because somebody called in just before the show started, and that means, well, we're just going to find out what this person wants to talk about. He's calling himself KC Masterpiece. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Calling from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about mask mandates. I know this is kind of a boring old topic. But where I work in meat processing, and we're regulated by the USDA, and they have a rule that if in the county that the facility is in has a high enough transmission rate, then they mandate that all the employees have to wear masks.
Oh, God.
And they put that into place today, and we had to wear masks for months. So, like, really frustrating that I have to wear a mask again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's, like, really any answers. I just want to, like, raise awareness that they're still doing this to people.
Just so you're saying this is a corporate mandate?
Well, no, this is a USDA mandate, so it's a government mandate.
Government, yeah, right. Really.
Yeah.
Wow. That's frustrating.
Yeah,
you know, most
really
people, like,
is.
You know, they're over it. They forgot about COVID. You know, it's an old thing, but, yeah, but now I'm stuck 12 hours a day with a mask in my face again.
And there's no exemption? There's no medical exemption option?
I'm going to look into it, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that really is. I mean, COVID has pretty much turned into a nothing burger, you know, with the new Omicron variant that has extremely mild symptoms and delivers good protection. It's basically nature's vaccine. And for them to be masking people against this is absolutely absurd. There's so many more important things to be worried about than COVID these days.
Agreed.
Obviously, working in manufacturing can be fairly lucrative as far as the pay scale is concerned. Is that one of the reasons why you don't want to leave and go get work somewhere else? Because I hear a lot of places are hiring.
Yeah, you know, I consider that. You know, I'm really happy with my job. I like the people I work with. They treat me well. They pay me well. And, you know, it's not them doing this. It's, you know, it's the government who's making them do it. So, you know, like, I'm not really mad at my employer. And, you know, a mask is, it's frustrating, but it's not the end of the world. It's just, you know, it doesn't make any sense at this point. And I just, you know, I think most mandates that the federal government had have been, you know, overruled in one way or another with planes and everything else. But I just kind of know if anyone even knows that the USDA is still requiring us in places.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, the thing about the employer, you know, unlike humans, businesses actually do have some level of political power. And so one thing that militates in favor of quitting jobs that become uncomfortable because of the government is if they start losing good employees, businesses might actually stand up and go to bat for their employees when the government makes irrational demands of them because they're going to start thinking, hey, we can't let this happen or we're going to lose good people to other industries.
I mean, you know, nobody, that might happen, but at the same time, it's probably just going to result in the business getting fined. So, I mean, I don't know if that's going to help, you know, in the scheme of it, in terms of actually fighting back against the government itself. Although I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I'm just saying
what I'm talking about is it would encourage the business to defend the employees indirectly. By when the government starts talking about doing these stupid things, the business then has an incentive to say, hey,
yeah, I mean,
wait a minute, don't do that. We can't lose any employees.
Unfortunately, it's one of these situations where I think, you know, there's harm one way or no matter what happens, there's going to be harm. You know, either your employees are going to get harmed or your business is going to get harmed. It's just something is going to happen, and I don't necessarily know that as much as I would like to think that might help fight back against these government, you know, and these regulators. I don't necessarily know if it actually would help.
Yeah, I mean, it may not. Biden seems intent on turning the American economy into a kamikaze mission.
Didn't he already do that? I mean, have you looked at inflation lately?
The plane, they're in the air, but they haven't yet hit the ship, which is when things really get ugly.
Casey, thanks for bringing that up tonight.
Yeah, pretty bad.
I do appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Since you mentioned Joe Biden, I actually have a clip relating to the economy and what he had to say today after the new inflation numbers came out, which we'll share with you here in a moment.
Today's inflation report confirmed what America's already know. Putin's price hike is hitting America hard.
Biden's price hike.
Well, it's not just Biden. I mean, they were printing out those trillions during Trump. So, I mean, it's the
person who should have been yelling about it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear him correctly? Did he say Putin's price hike?
That's right. Yeah, I'll play it again.
Yeah.
For you.
That's the favorite lie these days.
Wow.
They blame everything on Putin and the war in the Ukraine, which, you know, seems to be no more than an excuse to pay back the Ukrainians for the millions they gave his son.
That's hilarious, given that it's the United States leading the charge. It's literally the president leading the charge against Russia and the blockades. You know, basically all of the sanctions mm-hmm. are the U.S. are being led by the United States. So any effect that has, like for example, on you know crops not being exported from Russia yeah. or oil not being exported from mm-hmm. Russia. I mean, this is all because of
that's right. Yeah. Hey, well, then the other thing is if the worst thing that Biden could think of to do with Russia was cutting off their oil pipeline, who was he punishing when he cut off our oil pipeline?
Mm-hmm.
We could have a pipeline. That means more efficient delivery. That means lower prices.
Yeah.
But we're using less efficient means because these morons demand it.
Confirm what America's already know. Putin's price hike is hitting America hard. Gas prices at the pump, energy and food prices account for half of the monthly price increases since May. Inflation outside of energy and food, what the economists call core inflation, moderated the last 2 months. Not enough, but it moderated. It's come down. And we need it to come down much more quickly.
Yeah, this distinction between core inflation and not core inflation is nonsense. The reality is inflation is everywhere and always, as Milton Friedman put it, a monetary phenomena. Okay, so if people are spending more on gas, then they're going to spend less on other things, but that doesn't mean inflation is coming down. It means it's shifting. Inflation is not the grade school creamy model that people imagine. Inflation is chunky. And those chunks are economic distortions that are created in the economy that serve no purpose except reacting to inflation.
According to CNBC's report, the Consumer Price Index, which is the number that most people are looking at here, one of the numbers, it's the main one, it rose 8.6% in May compared to a year ago, which is the highest increase since December of 1981. So it is the highest it has been in 40-plus years.
I mean, and this is on cooked books.
Right.
Because the inflation numbers are a lie from the beginning to the end. They always have been because the whole model is intentionally cherry-picked to hide the reality of inflation, which is what it purports to show.
Right. I mean, isn't this the number that we're talking about, like they aim for 2-3%? They say they aim for 2-3%. Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, that's a huge number relative to what they aim for. And if put that aim for in quotes.
4X. And what they aim for is for the value of your wages to be constantly dropping every year. That's the best case scenario for these idiots.
There's more coming up here in moments. You're welcome to share your thoughts on inflation. We got the latest, as you pointed out, manipulated numbers. More coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You do need to get some of the basic concepts down. I would recommend before you decide to get in with any kind of an investment into cryptocurrency. There's a little bit of a learning curve, but it's not as bad as you think it is. Just got to get some basic ideas down. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can begin your odyssey into the world of cryptocurrency. If you're ready to get more news info about crypto, then go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com, and you'll find that there every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Gigi is on the line in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
For all of your listeners out there who are passionate about civil liberties and constitutional rights, such as I am, and the entire hosts are, as I know all of you are, the Supreme Court had a verdict today, which I feel personally is exceedingly frightening. God bless those six conservative justices. A case came up from Washington State regarding the Fourth Amendment, specifically focusing upon excessive force pertaining to search and seizure with regard specifically to Border Patrol, saying that, in their opinion, national security and immigration fall under the heading, and therefore excessive force is kosher. God help us.
Use of excessive force in apprehending the Blues Brothers has been approved.
Yeah, we talked about this actually yesterday on the show. As you said, it was a 6-3 decision, and basically what they said was this owner of a, I think it was a bed and breakfast on the border of
Washington
State
border.
And Canada, who was attempting to sue the Border Patrol for roughing him up and what else?
Roughing up the property within his property.
Right. They searched his property without a warrant, and the court said, no, you can't sue. These agents are immune from lawsuit. If you want to be able to sue the Border Patrol, then Congress would have to create a cause of action in order for you to be able to do that. So, nope, you can't sue them.
Gotta love an agency that openly says, we have the right to rob, rape, murder, destroy your property, do whatever you want to us, to you. Because we're the government. They think they own us, and nothing is going to convince them otherwise but actually fighting back.
Yeah,
more and more your civil liberties and constitutionally guaranteed rights are being eroded. Be aware, everybody.
Thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The only solution here is, in my opinion, I don't think violence is going to be the answer, but I think that secession would certainly be a big step in the right direction. Now, that's not to say that the New Hampshire state government won't go as insane with their law enforcers, but at least, you know, we know where Governor Sununu lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently they know where Brett Kavanaugh lives, too.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting violence or anything like that, but we've had many a protest out in front of Sununu's home. In fact, I think you saw some news today, Chris, that some of the protesters at an event Sununu was at where 9 people were arrested may have their charges dropped in the near future.
Yeah, it sounds like that might happen.
No, not yet.
But it hasn't happened yet, but there's no basis, according to them. Although, as I understand it, it's... You know, what he actually said was charges, I guess there was another investigation, and charges won't be brought is more along the lines of what it is, not that the other charges won't be dropped. So those
okay,
are, I guess,
the way the headlines are making it sound is like they're going to get rid of the existing charges, but that I have not yet seen that that's the case.
That's not my understanding of it, and I've spoken with people directly involved, so...
Yeah. It's getting passed around, though.
Yeah.
The headlines sound, if you just take the headline at its face value, it sounds like they're going to get rid of the charges off the so-called New Hampshire 9. But I've not yet seen them actually saying they were going to do that, that they weren't going to bring further charges for a different occurrence.
Yeah, because they were talking about it. I actually forgot that they had been talking about and threatening more charges.
Well, they did bring more charges against the New Hampshire 9. So what you're confused about, nobody, is the people who won their cases in regards to to the governor are the people who are protesting, quote-unquote, picketing outside of the governor's house. Every one of those picketing charges, the defendants have been found not guilty. So far, 8 of the 9 have gone to trial on that, and all 8 of them were found not guilty. So that's what you were thinking of.
Okay.
What we're talking about is the 9 people who were arrested, because the pickets were just tickets. Like 8 out of 9 of them were just tickets. And only one guy got arrested. The guy that got arrested, by the way, also found not guilty of a few different charges they hit him with. That was our friend Skyler. And so the people we are talking about here are the New Hampshire 9. Those were the people that were at the council meeting that the governor was at and got arrested for. One lady said amen after they did the Pledge of Allegiance. She got arrested, and then Frank was arrested for her, just, I guess, for being Frank, our friend Frank, a.k.a. Footloose.
And the interesting thing about that is they actually dragged him to the back before he had said anything.
Correct.
So what's the basis of pulling him aside to arrest him?
Who knows?
And then the basis of the arrest is him saying something.
Yeah, it's a really fishy case.
It's very, very bizarre. Like, it makes absolutely no sense.
And then they proceeded to arrest a 70-year-old woman and several other people who kind of stood up and spoke out
as
wrongfully arresting people.
And one person, it sounds like they didn't even grab the right person, and it's like, okay.
They just grabbed whoever they could.
Yeah, I mean, they grabbed a random person.
They were
person.
Prepared to arrest a third of that room.
Well, terrorists don't really worry that much about who they're targeting. They just want to make sure that somebody is harmed so the rest of the herd will be afraid.
That's right. Yeah, beat them in the line. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the program, you can do that. The whole Border Patrol situation was a really sad story because the guy who was targeted by the Border Patrol was actually a snitch. So it's hard to feel bad for him because he was actually ratting out his own customers.
Snitches get ditches, and that's what they deserve.
Yeah, but it's still not a good precedent that was set in the case because it did basically back up the Border Patrol shaking this guy down and searching his property without a warrant and roughing him up. I mean, that's what happened.
I think a lot of times people don't understand that, yes, sometimes it's better that bad people, so to speak, you know, get off because the alternative is bad precedent, which is even worse for everybody.
That's what they mean when they say hard cases make bad law.
Yeah.
The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, speaking of numbers, we've got the details on the consumer price index at 8.6%. Last month, there was all this celebration from within the federal government that the number went down from 8.5%. So it was 8.5.
So things were getting worse slower.
Yes, correct. It was 8.5 in March. It was then 8.3 in April, and that's what all the celebration was. Like, whoa, it's going down! And now it's back up to now 8.6 in the month of May. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Fole. More hard times ahead for U.S. consumers.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to flounder. May's CPI increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at 1981's level. Shelter, gas, and food are still up again. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And prices for food at home increased 11.9% in May year-on-year. Within that category, chicken prices were up 17.4%, the largest increase ever recorded. Pork prices increased 13.3%, bacon 15%, milk 15.9%, and fruits and vegetables 8.2%. Food away from home, including at restaurants, was up 7.4%. This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has recorded 45 monkeypox cases since the start of May. The agency is asking healthcare professionals to look out for rashes among patients. But recently, the nature of monkeypox rashes has differed from what doctors have observed in the past in Africa, where the virus is endemic in 11 countries. In some of the new cases, monkeypox has caused people to develop what looks like a blister. In other cases, tiny bumps on the skin are the first or only indication of an infection. Monarch butterfly populations in North America may be more stable than scientists previously thought, at least during the summer breeding months. A study published today in the journal Global Change Biology found that monarch populations in some parts of North America in the summer are actually increasing, which may be helping to offset well-documented declines attributed to the insect's winter migration. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So I want to make sure you know about the upcoming events in July. It's Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is back in Vegas after taking a year off from Vegas to go and hold the event last year. I think it was in South Dakota.
Because there's no freedom in Vegas.
Well, that's true, but there is Freedom Fest, and it is the world's largest gathering of free minds, that they so they claim. Although, I don't know, Pork Fest, it's going to give that a run for its money on that claim. Pork Fest, I believe, hit a record of 3,000 tickets sold this year. It is a sellout event at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but you can still get tickets for Freedom Fest. July 13th through the 16th, there will be thousands of people at Freedom Fest in Vegas. It will be happening. Let's see. Freedomfest.com is where you can get the tickets. You can use code FTL50. That's FTL50 to get $50 off their regular rate. And it's happening at the Mirage in Vegas. There will be a variety of things to do there. It's a four-day conference, big debates, world-class speakers, film festivals, social events, the Trade Show for Liberty, and more. Speakers include John Cleese, Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Senator Rand Paul, Glenn Beck, Spike Cohen, Justin Amash, and many more. You can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about the event. They're calling the event Turning the Tide this year, and they'll be discussing everything from Bitcoin to gold, economics, politics, the Constitution, philosophy, science, technology, vaccines, education, and more. You can go to freedomfest.com, use code FTL50, and save $50 as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
I filed this morning in Concord.
Oh?
I'm running as a Republican for U.S. Congress in the 1st Congressional District. I live in the 2nd Congressional District, but you can do that for that one office, U.S. House. You don't have to live in the district. You only have to live in the state. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that detail. So why did you choose to file in a district in which you were not living?
Because Matt Mowers is running as a Republican, and he's a Trump supporter, and people need somebody who's not a Trump supporter that they can vote for.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, let's face it, you got the only thing Biden had going for him is that he's not Trump. And the only thing Trump had going for him is he's not Biden. I mean, people vote for one because the other is even worse. I figure, how about let's get a candidate who actually wants the United States of America to become a free country with liberty and justice for all.
Well, you know that's never going to happen.
Well, see, it took a bloody war just to emancipate the slaves in some states, and the war wasn't started.
It didn't really need to happen that way, though. I mean, slavery was eliminated in the rest of the world without any conflict as far as wars are concerned. It's pretty much exclusive to the United States.
Now, but it took a war because so many crazy people kept voting wrong. Now, imagine what it's going to take to open the borders.
No, it took a war because Abraham Lincoln wanted to keep the states together in the Union. I mean, that's ultimately what the Civil War was about.
It was about secession, but then he turned it, quote, "The moment came when I felt that slavery must die that the nation might live," unquote.
Yeah, he would have done anything at all to keep the Union together. If he could have kept slavery and kept the Union together, he would have done that too. I mean, the dude was
a
racist.
That's a direct quote.
Yeah.
Now,
Tom, you entered a race here. I'm looking here at the filings. I've been eyeballing them over the last few days. For listeners that don't know, what he's referring to is it's the filing period in New Hampshire has been going on for the last several, I guess, 10 business days at this point. And you filed in a race where there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 candidates. So you've got quite a bit of competition out there.
Yeah, but I'm the one that doesn't support Trump. I don't know how many of them are ones that do support Trump, and they need somebody not only who isn't Trump and isn't a Trump supporter. I'm a Ron Paul supporter. I got my campaign websites tweaked up a little bit here. But, you see, we need somebody who wants to open the borders, who wants to legalize all drugs, who wants to abolish public school and school taxes and abolish all the zoning restrictions. And Congress cannot do all of that by itself. But
well, I'm glad you didn't file in the District 2 race because then you would have been filing against Lily Tang Williams, who is a great libertarian activist and Free State Project mover. And so we do actually have some pretty good options on the Republican side. And it sounds like they may, some of the libertarians, if they know you're out there, they might vote for you. Thank you for the call tonight.
And Lily Tang is getting some national attention.
Really? And has been.
Yeah, she was on Fox News.
And she was getting that attention before she ran for office, by the way, because she's been noteworthy for her escape from China. And so whenever they want to have somebody on to talk about how bad China is, she's the go-to girl for that.
And it certainly is bad.
It's worse now than it's been in quite a long time, too. I mean, it's just what the folks in Shanghai and, of course, the Uyghur Muslims have been going through is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, they is, you know, oppression and lockdowns, they put a whole new spin on it with COVID here, and they haven't let up.
Yeah,
so
25 million locked up for nothing in Shanghai, people jumping off buildings, the night is filled with the sound of people just screaming for no not for no reason.
Out of their apartments. Because
they've been locked up for no reason.
They're supposedly, quote-unquote, opening up parts of the city now in Shanghai after something like nearly 90 days of intense lockdowns, but it's not the entire city. It's different sections or whatever.
Zero COVID.
I heard they opened up and then they locked down right away again.
Some of the places. I mean, we don't know.
Some parts of the city were
locked
down.
All we know is what we hear from people that are there.
It's true.
But, yeah, so it is campaign season. New Hampshire, by the way, for listeners that don't know, every 2 years, the entire New Hampshire government gets, is up for replacement. which doesn't happen in a lot of places. Usually those people are in there for 4 years in most states. But here, the governor, every New Hampshire Senate seat, every New Hampshire House of Representatives seat, and there's 400 of them, they all get the opportunity to get switched out. So it's like you barely have time to breathe before you're running for re-election if you did manage to get elected in New Hampshire.
And unlike anywhere else in the country, there are actually libertarians getting elected.
Yes,
they're getting elected as Democrats and Republicans, mostly Republicans.
But I hear there might be some silent Democrat candidates on the ballot this time around.
Oh, good.
I don't know how many. I don't know who they are. I don't recognize all the names. But it is fun to look at the filings and see. Oh, I know that person. Oh, I know that person. Oh, I know that person. As you go down the list, there's so many people, and we only know a fraction of the number of free staters here in the state. So you know there's way more on this list than what we might be able to recognize. But there's a ton of them. And, the Republicans and the Democrats, they don't like it. Some of them don't like it that the free staters are running in their elections. But as I pointed out recently,
they shouldn't have rigged the game so that only Democrats and Republicans can compete.
Exactly. Yeah, there was an article that Damian Fisher over at New Hampshire Journal wrote about my filing to get my ankle monitor removed, and he also mentions that I'm running for state senate here. And I pointed out, quote, as you may know, New Hampshire's ballot access laws make it difficult to run as a third party. Running as a libertarian would cost many hours of gathering 700 valid signatures, and you probably got to shoot for 1,500 as they will try to disqualify them, whereas running for New Hampshire Senate as a major party is only $10. If the parties ever make ballot access equal for smaller parties, then perhaps fewer libertarians will run under the majors' labels. I understand some of the parties are frustrated by the infiltration of libertarians, but they did it to themselves by keeping the third parties off the ballot.
Yeah, and the reality is the game is the rules of the game. So if they rig the rules, then right or wrong, don't come into it. The rules of the game are the rules of the game.
Yep.
They made the rules of the game, and we need to beat them by any means necessary.
Absolutely. And I hope that it comes to the point where we see free staters on all sides of an election more often. It has happened on a rare occasion in the past where the Democrat, the Republican, and the Libertarian are all free staters running in various different races. We're going to
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Phones are open and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on the inflation or the so-called Putin's price hike, as Joe Biden is referring to it, which of course is ridiculous. But again, you're welcome to bring up anything you want here at 603-283-6160. Also, I want to say thank you to Scott Cuse, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. You can join that over at amps.freetalklive.com. Scott's doing gold level, which means he's doing at least $10 a month, so thank you for that, Scott. And if you want to join him, you can help us spread the ideas of liberty, and you can help us advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what AMPS stands for. amps.freetalklive.com will get you to our Patreon page, where you can sign up with your credit card, debit card, your PayPal. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to continue here. The news is official as far as the numbers. The CPI at the inflation rate is measured by the government, which, as you pointed out, nobody is highly manipulated. So you can figure that this is the bare, bare minimum. You can imagine that the inflation is much higher, probably in the double digits somewhere. We just don't know exactly where. But they say that the numbers have gone to 8.6%, which is the highest in recent memory. It's the highest in 40 years, as a matter of fact, according to the statistics. And the Consumer Price Index is a wide-ranging measure of goods and services increased over what the Dow Jones estimated. Dow Jones said it was going to be 8.3. It turned out to be 8.6, and the so-called core CPI, which is then excluding food and energy prices, was up 6%, which was higher than estimated as well. So even though Biden was trying to play that number down, it's still up compared to what they were expecting.
And the thing that people don't realize, inflation is a purely artificial concept. In a free market economy, the monetary medium is always going to be a commodity. Okay? And the thing about a commodity is when you use a commodity as currency, it's impossible to have inflation, because inflation is a general rise of prices. And
well, it's a rise in supply of money as far as the government is concerned.
It's caused by an increase in the money supply.
That is what, as I understand it, inflation is, and then you see price increases as a symptom of inflation.
Yeah, that's something, that's how they put it in the Austrian school specifically. It's not necessarily generally accepted.
I know, that's a problem.
That's the definition.
Right, the government government economics classes are, and everybody in the mainstream media always says that inflation is an increase in prices, but that's just what happens when inflation occurs, which is an increase in the money supply, because then you have a larger amount of money chasing the same amount, or in some cases, fewer goods, so of course prices go up.
Yeah, right? And it's impossible for there to be a general rise in prices when your money is a commodity, and Adam Smith actually illustrated this very well with an anecdote about Spain. During the 15 and 1600s, a lot of gold was imported into Spain from the New World.
Okay.
And remember, The Wealth of Nations was written in 1776. So, and basically in Spain, it was against the law to export gold and silver. They thought the well-being of the nation was based on the amount of gold and silver that was there. So basically, the gold and silver were piling up in Spain, and Adam Smith said, imagine if we treated other metals that way, much to the supplement of the pots and pans of the nation. But basically, so because the monetary instrument was also a commodity, people just started consuming it. They started making plates and bowls out of gold. Because why not? And that's the distinction when your money is a commodity.
It's useful for other things.
You can consume the commodity. And so effectively the price of that commodity falls
when it's being consumed.
Well, it rises as it falls when the amount of it is increased, like the importation of gold and silver into Spain, but then by consuming that commodity, you can then cause the value to rise again, or the price of it to rise again. So you cannot have inflation without an artificial money supply.
And that is created, of course, by the central banks of the world at this time, and that is something that definitely needs to end, but of course, we're never going to see the end of the Federal Reserve until the entire federal government, I think, comes crashing down. And then some people would say that's coming soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully it is.
Well, as Jim Morrison said, I don't know what's going to happen, man, but I know this. I'm going to get my kicks before the whole F-house goes up in flames.
Speaking of going up in flames, of course, fuel prices are at record highs. New Hampshire's fuel price average just crossed $5. The pump out down the street here is at $4.99 right now for regular.
If New Hampshire's at $5, what's California doing?
It's much higher.
Twice that, I think. Really?
They didn't quite. Well, it depends on where you go. Matt, our co-host on Thursday nights, was out there recently and traveling in the, up and down the coast. He said he was seeing 6.5, 7, somewhere in that range. But then again, that was a week or two ago.
Yeah.
At this point. So, and some gas stations are closer to 8, 9, 10, depending on what area of California.
Right.
But according to the story here,
it was absolutely shameful to see people like the congressman from Michigan saying, "Well, I don't worry about gas prices because I drive a Tesla." And it's like, "Yeah, that's because you got rich robbing us.
Yep.
You know, rest of us can't drive Teslas."
You know, what's also interesting is I think that might possibly be after. I think they were talking about
eliminating or reducing the tax on gas in California, which is, if they did that, then that
would come down quite a bit.
Then it's, yeah.
Isn't it 65 cents a gallon or something like that?
Something like that. But I'm just wondering if they've already done that or if it's now something they're just talking about. Yeah, well, but I'm just thinking if they have done that already, then
that's... They're talking about doing that in California?
I think it was, if I recall correctly, yeah, because the prices were so high.
I bet if they do it, it'll only be like a 1 week break or
something
like that.
Probably temporary, but nonetheless, it's just if they... That's why I'm just curious.
The nice thing about that is it would expose very graphically the amount of damage done by the government if those gas taxes went away and then came back. The government makes, you know, in some places over a dollar off every gallon of gas that you buy. The gas companies make 7 cents a gallon on average. That's the actual profit.
That's insane.
Wow. So let me get this straight. You're saying the government makes more money
than
the gas companies? Yep.
Yeah. Well, that seems fair because they did absolutely nothing but obstruct the process of producing it.
You know, on the one hand, this doesn't surprise me, but on the other hand, I wasn't aware of the tax, like the amount of tax on gas being so high that it far exceeds the gas station's profits.
Yeah, absolutely. I was shocked when I found out how low the profits were. And that's the thing, is Marxists assume that like 90% of the price you pay goes to profit. And that's almost never the case.
Yeah, maybe they did cut it, Chris, because I'm on GasBuddy.com right now looking at California, and I'm seeing prices that are, you know, lower than I expected. $5.55 in Rancho Cordova, $5.70 in Los Angeles, so below $6 in some places.
I bet you they didn't cut it. I have a little bit of an idea on like what the profit margins are on some of this stuff. So it actually varies a lot depending on the business. Some items, there's like no profit in it. Like my company is a good example of this. So like we sell computers, but we don't really make any money on computers. But the accessories, there could be anywhere between like a 50% markup all the way up to like 900% or something ridiculous. But it depends on what it is. But usually that 900% is like on something that's really, really inexpensive because you got to make your money somewhere ultimately. So you're not necessarily making that much money on it. But it perceptionally, percentage wise, it does sound like a lot.
We got more coming up. If you want to weigh in on the inflation and how it's hitting home, you're welcome to share your thoughts.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.